Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Divergent opinions among Campbell County residents regarding bus barn concerns. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A former school bus driver's allegations of workplace bullying triggered a divided response during a recent school board meeting in Campbell County. According to the Gillette News Record, Katie Gettert, who resigned from her position to speak out, expressed concerns about bullying within the transportation department. At the meeting, residents shared varied perspectives, with some highlighting workplace hostility, while others framed the issue as a lack of respect or internal bickering. Gettert disputed factors mentioned by David Bartlett, the associate superintendent, attributing workplace concerns to issues like leadership transitions and limited space. She insisted that bullying stemmed from a specific department manager and called for board intervention to address the problem. Former bus driver Don Entel raised the issue of drivers working in fear, emphasizing the impact on their livelihoods. Another perspective came from Alex Javier, defending his mother, the accused manager, and asserting that the problem extends beyond one person to encompass the entire department. Several speakers argued that the concerns were more about lack of respect among co-workers than outright bullying. Some defended the positive aspects of working at the bus barn, expressing a desire to focus on their primary goal of serving the children. While acknowledging the ongoing efforts to address concerns, School Board Chairwoman Ann Ox urged Transportation Department members to treat each other with respect and kindness. She emphasized that resolving such issues required time, positivity, and a collective commitment to modeling appropriate behavior for the benefit of the students. Driscoll voices frustration, describing Wyoming Senate as divisive and contentious. Cowboy State Daily reported Wyoming Senate President Ogden Driscoll believes his chamber has become a divisive, mean body of legislators who, instead of working to make a better Wyoming, engage in personal attacks and self-serving agendas. He said members of the Senate need to take a hard look in the mirror and decide what they want Wyoming's government to stand for. One of his chief complaints is the $9.7 billion biennial budget proposal that came out of his chamber. Although Driscoll voted for it, he said doing so was a painful experience because of the many aspects of it he disagreed with. The biennial budget negotiations between the Senate and the House in Wyoming are underway, with Senator Dave Kinski of Sheridan appointed as the chair of the Senate's Joint Conference Committee. The Senate Joint Conference Committee, responsible for representing the chamber's interests, has received the House's $651 million proposals, but won't convene again until this morning for an executive session. The deadline to finalize the budget needed to overturn Governor Mark Gordon's vetoes is by midnight tonight. The Senate's $9.7 billion budget is approximately $1 billion less than the House's version, causing friction. Concerns include alleged lack of communication, consistent support for budget items, and divergent priorities, particularly regarding energy projects and university programs. Senate President Dan Dock Stater expressed frustration but remains optimistic about finding common ground. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.